I'm real pleased to have with me this morning Mark Fiedler and Martin Marciano of Fiedler Marciano Architecture in New York. And we're going to talk about some work they've done on a building in downtown Syracuse at 219 Southwest Street. And Mark and Martin, first, thanks so much for being here. It's a real pleasure having you on the show.
Well, thanks for having us, Jim.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're very welcome. So you guys did some work on this building on West Street that I think has turned out extremely, extremely well. I'm really pleased that this has happened. We were talking earlier about Armory Square and how it's developed, and when you get to the fringes of the area, it starts to turn not so nice. But I think this is a real effort that you've made to kind of grow that area a little bit more.
Yeah, well, we're pretty pleased with the outcome, and that was really very critical in our approach to the project, was bridging the near West Side and the Salt District with Armory Square, because there's so much potential in downtown Syracuse for a real vibrant economy, a living and working economy, and we felt this island was a very isolated piece of property and. But there were opportunities to sort of open it up to in both directions, east and west.
Mm-hmm. Now let's back up a little bit before we go any further. You fellas, you're running your business in New York City, but you got your start in architecture here in Syracuse at SU, right?
Yeah, we did. I mean, both Martin and I graduated from the School of Architecture there in 1986. Is that right? Yeah. I never remembered
that. It's a while ago, right?
But yeah, 1986, and it's funny because through some different connections, we've kind of reconnected with downtown. We've done a few projects there for a couple for the university, and it's just great to be back mm-hmm. in Syracuse. I think it was a nice and fortuitous thing for us to reconnect, and watch this development happen. When we went to school there, downtown was a very different place.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, the change that has happened is fantastic, and we're glad to be part of it.
What was your vision for what you did here? What was it you had in mind? Or, you know, obviously the you were doing this for someone, but at the same time, you had some creativity to bring to the game.
Yeah, well, when we approached the project, when we were asked to look at this particular building and the program that was slated for it, which was Subcap Music Studios.
Right.
We were excited about the opportunity of sort of revitalizing this little island, which was somewhat underutilized. The building that was that is now 219 was maybe half full and not in the greatest shape. And what we were faced with was a program which was music studios, which really wasn't going to fill up the whole building.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even an ideal match for recording studios. In fact, if you wanted to put recording studios, it was the last place you might put them, next to a off-ramp from the highway and the freight.
True. some issues with noise definitely
sound
would come to play.
Sound and vibration, right?
Yes, a little bit.
We worked on that, and that was tough. And I think the results are excellent. But what was exciting about it too was to come up with other ideas on how the rest of this building could be programmed that would complement
mm-hmm.
What's happening in downtown and have a mix of uses on various floors that complement each other and are also community based.
Right, and I think a part of it too was just complementing the adjacent building, which is the
right.
Red House Theater, and they, you know, that was certainly a part of filling out the program, was finding things that would make a nice kind of artistic synergy with
mm-hmm.
with what's going on at the theater and Subcat Studios. So.
Mark Fiedler, Martin Marciano of Fiedler Marciano Architecture. Yes, they're from New York, but they're from Syracuse too. So, got a couple of sort of homeboys here, making our downtown look great with the work you've done at 219 Southwest Street. And you got to drive by and take a look and see what they've done, because it's pretty darn impressive.
There's an open house on the June 11th. It's an open house from
noon to 3.
For you can tour all the facilities.
Excellent.
Really meant to invite the public in, get them familiar. The cafe will be open. Everything will be there for people to kind of wander through.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. It was a real pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you for having us, Jim.